Hey, church, I'm so glad to be with you today. Welcome to my home. Over the course of my life, I've had numerous relationships. In the first half of it, many of them were defined by two things: proximity and consistency. In the second half of my life, with the rise of social media and the smartphone, they've been defined by loose connections and past interactions. And in 2020, relationships have fundamentally changed. And one of the things that I've felt in both my relationships with people and my relationship with God is I'm unintentionally drawn to those second two describers. I found three main drivers, though, to good relationships: communication, communication, and communication. We front load this topic when you have a child for the first time, or you're preparing for marriage, or starting a new job. Unfortunately, though, when communication wanes or fails, so do the relationships that they're attached to. This is why I have a very limited relationship with the hundreds of people that I'm connected to online, and very few relationships where I actually know the person and they know me really well. Now, there is one other companion to communication, and their name is attention. Attention is the catalyst for communication and therefore relationship. And where our attention goes, there our interaction soon follows. Unfortunately, our attention is marketed to companies and sold to the highest bidder through ad agencies, to the streaming services that we subscribe to, the TV channels that we surf, and the social media platforms that we inhabit hour after hour, day after day. And when our attention is for sale, unfortunately, it's really hard to even buy some of it for ourselves. So what does any of this have to do with prayer? Now, prayer is the name for the communication channel that we have with God. And outside of reading the Bible, it's the most natural expression of relationship with God. And today is about a specific style or type of prayer called listening prayer. And here's kind of my working definition. Prayer is a communication of relationship with God, and by the Holy Spirit, we can know God's thoughts. So in prayer, we understand first that God can hear us. But the first question we have to ask is, how do people, or how do we, hear God? Scripture as a whole speaks to a relationship between God and humanity. To know God is to be in relationship with Him. And throughout the whole Bible, people have been in this communication relationship with God. Think of Adam and Eve in the garden, you know, Moses on the mountain, Israel in the wilderness, the prophets, David on the run, Jesus and his disciples, all in relationship. There are also many metaphors that describe this relationship. Things like shepherd and a sheep, a father and a child, a lover and their beloved, all speak of intimacy and relationship. And Jesus, He shows what this relationship is about as well. We learn how to relate to the Father in prayer and different modes of prayer and through our Bibles. And listening prayer is specifically focusing on the heart and the mind and the desires of the Father. In the Gospels, there's only a couple times that Jesus hears His Father's voice audibly. And don't get me wrong, those are cornerstone moments. But if you're Jesus, the Son of God, we might have expected a few more. But one of the things that we don't see and we can perceive as we read the Gospels is that Jesus hears from His Father internally by the voice of the Holy Spirit. And if this is normal for Him, it can also be normal for us. So one of the questions we might have is, if we ask God to speak, what can we expect Him to say? Now, most of the time, God says what He has already said, which is the Bible, His Word, Scripture. And if you read and study your Bible consistently, regularly, you have it written on your heart, you'll have a much greater confidence in hearing from God. Now, there are churches who practice this, listening prayer in groups, and one of the things I've heard them say is, if you're not in your Bible, don't bother showing up. And that sounds a little bit harsh, but I think this prayer and Bible reading is actually a lot more intertwined than we realize. Because again, I personally can speak from a vantage point that when I'm not consistently in my Bible, or that has fallen by the wayside in my discipline and practice, then I have far less confidence and authority in speaking from what I hear from God. Now, the other thing is Like prophecy described in 1 Corinthians 14, the goal of the Father always in listening prayer is to strengthen, encourage, and comfort. And if the Spirit does show us an area in our life that something is off, He calls us to repentance, not in shame, but to bring us to a place where we can actually experience more life and more of His love. I think what 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 13 describes actually how this works really well. Okay, so this is what it says. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. But we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. So, the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God. We know ourselves, and if we've done the work, even know the deep things of ourselves. Now, the Spirit is inside all of whom follow the Son, Jesus, and the Spirit is in those people, in us, so that we may understand God, experiencing spiritual realities taught by the Spirit. This is the basic connection of what we have to God through the Holy Spirit. So that was a bit of an introduction. And as we go and look at listening prayer in a few different spaces, the first one is going to be here. Listening prayer on your own, in your own quiet space. Kind of like this. For me, my space is usually in this chair, at my kitchen table, or around my neighborhood for a walk by myself. And the goal of these spaces is to be intentionally alone, separate from distractions and without an agenda for the next period of time. And for me, this is usually first thing in the morning or right after my daughter goes to bed. I'll put my phone away or even leave it at home if I'm going to go for a walk and make sure there's no mess in my sight line to distract me. And sometimes there's some instrumental music, sometimes there's not. Now I'm going to give you a bit of an outline for what to do when you're practicing listening prayer on your own after you've gotten into your space. Now this will be available on the website for you in the resources section of this message. So the first one is to start by asking Jesus to silence all other voices in the room, so that you can only hear the voice of the Father. Ask Him to quiet your own thoughts, any thoughts from the enemy that are trying to distract you as well. The second thing is to begin with forgiveness. Unforgiveness or unrepentance is one of the main blockers for us from hearing from God. So ask Him to bring to mind anything that we don't feel forgiven for, or things that we haven't forgiven of other people, and to repent and to forgive of those things. The next thing is to invite God to bring to mind what He wants to talk about. Is there anything I believe about myself that's off? What would you like me to replace it with? What are maybe a part of my day that you want to address, or an event that happened recently? Now, when the Father brings up something to talk about, maybe ask some follow-up questions. What do you want me to know about this? Is there anything else I need to know about this? The next thing is to just remember that overall, this is a time for you to be in safe, loving relationship with your Father. It's just a time to relax and give and receive love with God. And finally, at the end, to thank Him for speaking. These are just some prompts and some ideas for you to specifically engage yourself in listening prayer. All of these can be used in the following spaces we look at. So, the first one is on your own, in your own space. Another one of these spaces could be in your car. Even though there are a lot of options for distraction, a lot of things you have to focus on, it can still be a place where you can engage in prayer with God. And one of the things that I've learned about just discipline formation is one of the best ways to start a new behavior is to actually attach it to something that you already do, like driving a car. So how this would work is, like, when I pour my morning cup of coffee, I will read a chapter of my Bible. When I get in my car to drive to work or somewhere else, I will practice listening prayer. When I sit down at the dinner table, I will say something that I'm grateful for. Or when I put my kids to bed, I will also put my phone to bed and have a conversation with my wife or call a friend. You see, we want to attach listening prayer to something that we already do, just like all of these other disciplines. It's helpful to attach it to something we do already. Some questions that might be helpful in this as you go style of space is to focus on what's happening next. So if you're on your way to work or on your way to meet somebody, a question you might ask of God is, who is somebody that you want me to speak to today? What do you want me to say to them? Is there a part of my day that I've planned or that's been planned for me that you want to change? What do you want me to do instead? You see, one of the things that we miss out on sometimes is God's impact in our life because we don't ask good questions. My daughter Eleanor asks questions about everything. She wants to know what we're doing, where we're going, and why we're doing it, and I'm so happy to tell her. And when we ask questions of God, He is at the top of the chain of command. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and we're building a kingdom together. And so to ask a question is just a beautiful invitation for Him to come and do what He does best in my life. And so as we go in spaces that take us to other spaces, listening prayer can be one of the ways that we prepare for God to impact our lives and the lives of others. One of the phrases that the Bible uses to describe Jesus going into retreat is He withdrew Himself to a desolate place. What that means is that Jesus took Himself and maybe a friend or two and went into the wilderness or a quiet place to be all by Himself with His Father. A couple examples that come to mind are in Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus is being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He's been out there for 40 days. He's been fasting. And for Jesus, this was a place of power, a place of edification, of preparation. Another space I think of is later on in the Gospel of Matthew when Jesus is up on a mountain with His three closest friends and there's this transfiguration moment. And it says in Matthew 17:5, while He was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them and a voice from the cloud said, "This is My Son, whom I love, and with Him I am well pleased. Listen to Him." Now, I think there's a difference between listening and deep listening. Deep listening is when we go way out of our way to listen. There are countless times that Jesus retreats to a lonely, desolate, quiet place to be with His Father, to talk to Him, and to listen to Him. With Jesus, it was never a retreat to run from what He had come from, but always to return. This was a regular practice in His life, and I believe that it should be a regular practice of His followers today. Retreat is the deep listening. For Him, it wasn't a place of weakness, but rather a place of strength. And we often think that doing a million things at once is strength, but for Jesus, it was actually doing one thing at once, really focused and really well. God drew Him into the wilderness as He does us, to have us all to Himself. Retreat and return is a pre-season, a post-season, and a pause in the middle of the season kind of prayer. In retreat, I would suggest bringing something to God to ask questions of Him about, to listen to His voice, to be reading relevant scriptures about the subject, and This is usually a section of your life, maybe a section of the Bible or who you are or who God is. Some examples might be just before you make a large purchase like a home or a car, discerning God's direction in that. Maybe it's a broken relationship or something that's really bothering you, or maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going, especially in this time of COVID and 2020. But also it may just be seeking deeper, a more mature relationship with your Father. I encourage you to have a couple of spaces that you go to that are just your spiritual safe places. For me, a few are the Westminster Abbey and Mission, or just here in Langley, Campbell Valley Park, or where we are right now in Golden Years Park. Again, you can make these places spiritual sweet spots where you go and retreat to be with your Father. The final one I'm going to set up for you to do together today. It's called listening prayer in community. So when we do listening prayer in a group, it can be a little bit more intimidating, but it can also be such a rich blessing for everyone involved, especially in this tighter-knit community of microchurches that we're in right now. The goal, though, always is to build up the church when we do this together. So one of the things you might be wondering is, how can we know it's actually God's voice who is speaking to us? And the simple answer is to test it. When you practice this, you'll be much quicker at discerning through whether it's God's voice or your own voice in your head or some other outside voice. The first thing that you want to look at is, does what you hear line up with God, what God has said already in the Bible? If it contradicts anything that is written there, then you know that it is not from God. The second thing is, does it bring God glory? Is this something that you think is going to actually bring God's name more fame than something else? The third thing is, does it bring you peace? Is this a thing that actually softens your heart and makes you more receptive to the next thing that God might say to you? The fourth question is, does it condemn you? Is the thing that you're hearing speak poorly of you? But here's the thing, God will never condemn you. God has high regard for you, and He actually will speak very highly of you to you. If the first thing that is coming to mind is always condemning, one of the things you might have to consider is that there is a spiritual block that you need to be delivered from in order to consistently hear from God. The last thing is the first thing. Usually the first thing that comes to mind, it's a good chance that that is God's voice. The enemy usually comes in later to distort or change whatever God has said first. So whatever that first thing is, hold on to it first and test that as the first thing that comes to your mind. Now, if you're alone and watching the service, I encourage you to go back to one of the other spaces and modes and to practice that today. But for those of you in a community, in a microchurch, or at home with your family, I want to invite you to do listening prayer together. So how this is going to work is you're just going to break into some smaller groups and choose one person to start. This person's going to go into the middle of you, and you're just going to circle your chairs around them and to begin to ask God for words of encouragement and blessing over them. So the first thing that you're going to do is to ask Jesus, just again, to silence the other voices, your own in your mind, other voices that are trying to come in and distort, so you can focus on the voice of the Father. The second thing is just a general question of God, please give me a word or a picture or a song or a scripture to share with this person that you want them to know. The next one is to ask, once everybody has gone around the circle and shared, ask if the person is willing to receive these things. Wondering back and forth to the people in the circle, you know, are these things measure up to the criteria? And then if the person is able to receive them, to take them in and actually hold tightly to them. Another thing, maybe to ask a follow-up question. God, is there anything else you want us to know about or to share with this person? Now, if anything doesn't make sense, there's no shame. If it contradicts scripture or it's kind of out of left field and nobody really understands what it is, you can just put it off to the side. We're not perfect, and we want to speak boldly, but also be humble in how we speak to one another and when we're trying to discern through our own voices the voice of God. So, prayer is the communication channel that we have with God, and by His Holy Spirit, we can actually hear and know God's thoughts. And so I have a few challenges for you. Today, if you're in a community, please practice listening prayer together. For this week, I would challenge you to schedule a meeting with God as if He's a real person, because He is, and to show up to it and to converse with Him. A challenge for the month is to commit a section of your life to listening prayer with God. So something like maybe how you spend your money or your marriage or your relationship with your kids or maybe some friendships that you have, just present them all, choose one and present them to God over and over again for this coming month. And as a part of a 3-month challenge, I have two options for you to plan a listening prayer retreat, whether that's overnight or just a long drive and a hike for a day, to go and do some deep thinking with God and some deep listening with God. The other option is to implant specific spaces in your life that you consistently meet in listening prayer with God, whether that's your commute every day, whether that's your morning cup of coffee every day, whether that's right before you go to bed every day, that you have sectioned off spaces that are just for you and God to talk in. Listening prayer is relationship with the Father to just a whole nother level, and I encourage you to press into it. Let's pray. God, I'm so thankful for these moments that you have just preserved for us to gather and receive your words to us. I'm so thankful that we have spaces and places that we can engage with you in limited distraction. And I'm even more happy to know that you don't just want to hear from us, but you too want to speak to us and to share your vision for our lives and for the world. And so help us to remember to focus and listen to you. Help us to create these spaces in our lives that are preserved for our time together. And Holy Spirit, speak to us. Show us new things and old things so that we may be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. And in His name we pray. Amen.